Craving Milk, Cookies, and You, a fratfic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary: Frank accidentally, on purpose, killed Santa Claus. That one event proves to be a catalyst for Christmas spirit. After all, everyone knows jolly old Saint Frank is the merriest guy around. He didn't know how he was going to tell him. Maybe he wouldn't know. It was red, right? Emotionally unavailable, distant, only up for a fuck if he felt like committing a sin he wanted to confess that wasn't. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I assaulted 5 gang members, 2 armed robbers, and 3 arsonists this week. That was red. Guilty when he felt like it, penitent when he thought he should be, and actually sorry never. Sometimes Frank wondered if the guy even had the capacity for that, or if he'd say, forgive me, so many damn times in his life that the phrase had lost all meaning. Probably the latter, he suspected. Red had his principles. Gutney, he did. What he didn't have was a sincere apology in hand any time he fucked up, which was about 8 times by Frank's count. Except, this time, Frank was the one who fucked up, and he wasn't sure how many forgive me's it would take to cover this shit. He was looking at an empty, fur-trimmed red suit, a dozen reindeer in an antique sleigh piled high with wrapped presents. It had to be a joke, right? Someone was having him on. Someone who knew he'd be dumb enough to take a shot at a guy he saw breaking into the townhouse a few blocks away from Red's apartment. The son of a bitch had a burlap sack and one boot on the chimney. What the hell else was he supposed to think besides armed robbery on Christmas fucking Eve? He did the world a favor. Or so he thought. He'd kind of shot himself in the foot by popping a cap on Santa's ass. He was looking at a contract right now with his name on it, and his lawyer wasn't home. Somehow, even without Red fucking him stupid for once, Frank Castle, hereafter to be known as jolly old Saint Frank, was screwed. It had been nearly a year. He hadn't seen Red since the night he called Santa, or Nick, as his distraught elves had called him. Sometimes, it still didn't feel real. All the time, actually. One minute he was pumping criminals full of lead. The next minute he was sporting a beer gut, a head of white hair that wouldn't change back no matter how many times he dyed it, and a beard that regrew any time he shaved it. He'd stopped fighting it a while back. It got easier as soon as he did. He figured that was the way it worked now that he was effectively a Christmas spirit who craved milk and cookies like nothing else and spent his free time training reindeers and catching up on his personal correspondence when he wasn't overseeing a workshop and 400 northern elves. He preferred the correspondence to the elves, and they all knew it. Saint Frank wasn't a people person, or an elf person. They just got on his nerves sometimes, with all the singing and general merriment, although he was amused to discover that all it took was a bottle of soda to put an elf on its ass. Sugar was their drug. Addicts, a lot of them. Like kids on red cordials sometimes. He liked having kids again, just not all the time. Sometimes he wanted to sit in a comfy chair, put his feet up and catch up on his letters. Most were from kids, of course, but not all. He got a letter from Red about once every fortnight. It was like sugar to elves. Red had figured it out within a week, of course. Probably within an hour, and he just let Frank sulk about it for a week. He was such a smug bastard about it. Red seemed to think he had it coming, living like he did, punishing with fear and bullets, and now bringing joy and fucking Christmas cheer. Now that was a punishment. So was the fact that Red couldn't come here and Frank couldn't go there. Christmas came but once a year after all, and so did Frank now. The sexual tension was going to be the end of him. It was literally giving him gray hair, he decided as he picked up Red's latest letter, typed as usual since he guessed he hadn't done much handwriting since he was about 9. Dear Santa, sorry Frank, couldn't resist. I hope this letter finds you in good spirits. Christmas spirit would be ideal considering it's now the 3rd Sunday of Advent. Guess which candle my priest lit this morning. Love, Frank thought. He wasn't as out of practice as Red thought he was. Well, maybe he was, but at least now he had his reasons. It was a bitch of a commute to get to Clinton Church for Mass from the North Pole. Something had softened between himself and Red over the last few months, though. He suspected it was absence making the heart grow fonder and all that. A softer, more teasing side of Red had been revealed through the last dozen letters, and Frank found himself softening too. Maybe it was that the most violent thing he'd done recently was chop firewood. Or maybe it was love, as Red suggested. He returned his attention to the letter, blushing behind his beard as he read the words. Are you still planning to stop by on Christmas Eve? I wasn't sure which list I'd be on this year, so if it happens that I'm on the naughty list, well, I'll be sure to make it up to a certain silver fox. Yours, Matt. Frank set the letter down and smiled to himself, his cheeks feeling warm and not from the glowing fire or the hot cider he'd been drinking. It was just Red. It always had been. If Christmas spirit had a name, it was the one typed at the bottom of the letter in black, slightly smudged ink. Matt, or as he'd be forever known after this particular Christmas Eve, the guy who earned his way onto the naughty list permanently.